Lord Jesus, we thank you for your working. Lord, work by your Holy Spirit. Touch each and every heart in our midst.
Ngisho nalabo abangekho laphakathi kwethu lapha bekhona bahambele.
Even those who are not here, Lord, wherever they are, please visit them.
Sibonga lo Musa osiphe wona ukuba sihlakwazi ukuhlangana lapha.
And we thank you for your mercy that we are enabled to meet together in this manner.
Sebenza ke ngomangaliso Nkosi.
Work in a marvelous way, O Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Namhlanje ke sizofunda encwadini yokuqala kaSamueli.
Today we read from 1 Samuel.
Isahluko sangamashumi amahlanu.
Chapter 50.
Ishumi nesihlanu.
Sorry, 15.
Ivesi langamashumi amabili nane.
24. Verse
24. Ebusuku bengisemshikashikeni ngifunda ngithandaza ngithi Nkosi uthanda ukuthi ngikhulume ngaliphi izwi bese nginalo kodwa khona lapho kwaba ngathi hayi shiya lelo khuluma ngaleli ngase ngashiya konke.
Last night I was in a struggle about which text I was going to preach from because I already had a sermon prepared from another text. And then the Lord laid on my heart to leave that for another occasion and we look at this one.
Verse 24. Usawule wayesethi kuSamueli ngonile ngokuba ngeqili siyalezo sika Jehova namazwi akho lokhu ngesababantu ngalalela izwi labo.
Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and your words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice.
Ngalokho ake uthethelele isono sami ubuye nami ukuba ngikhuleke kuJehova.
Now therefore, please pardon my sin and return with me that I may worship the Lord.
Indikimba yendaba namhlanje ile.
Now, the heart of the matter, the crux of the matter is this for today.
Ukuvuma kwezono ngeqiniso.
To confess sin truthfully.
Singa kuqula futhi sit ukuphenduka kwangempela. True repentance.
Or rather, one could say true repentance.
Ibuhlungu indaba kaSawu.
Saul's story is tragic, painful.
USaul woqala iyadabukisa inhliziyo yakhe iqhumisa inhliziyo.
This first Saul, his story really breaks one's heart.
Ayifani noSaul wokugcina owaba umfundi kaJesu.
Not like the last Saul we hear of in the Bible, who became a disciple of Jesus.
Kodwa kuhle ukuthi sibukisise kahle le ndaba sifunde kuyo ukuba thina singakhalakadeli kumgodi ofanayo.
We need to take a very careful look in examining this, that we don't fall into a similar trap or hole.
Lana ke sibona inkosi eyokuqala kwaIsrayeli uSaul.
Here we find the first Israeli king, Saul.
Phandle ube umuntu omuhle, umuntu omude, enesimo esihle.
He looked wonderful. He was tall, attractive in looking upon him, had a good appearance.
Lapha simbona ekuphendukeni kwesono sakhe, ekuvumeni kwesono sakhe, ekuzilahleni kwakhe.
And here we find the repentance and the way that he confessed his sin.
Khona umuntu kaNkulunkulu uMatthew Henry wathi uSaul uqhamuka lapha embethe ingubo yokuphenduka.
A great man of God, Matthew Henry, said that Saul arrives here with the garment of repentance.
But it wasn't true repentance.
Kodwa akuzange kube ukuphenduka kweqiniso.
It was only a dress of a penitent person.
Begu ingubo nje yomuntu ophendukayo.
Kanti futhi lokhu kuyisola kwakhe nokuphenduka kwakhe bekungaphelele beku half.
And his remorse and repentance was not complete. It was just halfway.
Futhi singathi ngamanye amazwi bekuphenduka kokuzenzisa, hayi ukuphenduka kwangempela.
In fact, we can say it was a hypocritical repentance, not a true repentance.
Ukuvuma kwakhe nokuyilahla kwakhe ngingathi bekuyinto elula, into ephuwe empofu.
His confession and repentance was really something poor.
Nangokuba umprofeti kaNkulunkulu uSamueli wadinga ukusebenza ongawonke amandla akhe nokuhlakanipha kwakhe ukumkhanyisela iphutha lakhe nokweduka kwakhe.
To such an extent that the prophet of God, Samuel, had to be very careful and go into great explanation about the situation to him.
He used all the wisdom and might he had to open this man's eyes to his wrongdoing. He didn't see it. He wasn't conscious of it. He thought everything is all right. And he didn't see that he was on the way of destruction, heading, falling straightforward into death.
Kanti wayedinga ukuhlakanipha okuphelele okuvele enkosini ukumkhanyisela uSaul engazi, engaliboni iphutha, engaboni ukuthi uya eqonda ngqo emgodini wokufa.
UNkulunkulu wathuma uSamueli kuSaul.
God had sent Samuel to Saul.
Wamyala ukuthi ahambe achithe bonke bakwa Amalek.
Telling him to go and destroy utterly all the Amalekites.
Bonke abesilisa nabesifazane.
All the men and women.
Zonke ingane kungasali noyedwa.
Every child, not a soul, nothing should remain.
Babhubhise ngisho iinkomo zonke nezimvu zonke kungabikho okuphefumulayo.
They were to kill the cattle, the sheep, every breathing thing. Not a single thing was to remain. We are shocked to hear that. It stuns us that God could handle them with such anger. The righteous God, the just God. To take such harsh measures and then instructing Saul not to show pity on anyone. And do you know what had caused it? Years ago,
besuka bea abantwana bakwa Israeli ezweni lesithembiso bephuma eGibhithe.
When the children of Israel had been redeemed and rescued out of Egypt on the way to the promised land,
abaka Amaleki bamelana nabo.
The Amalekites resisted them, fought against them.
Unkulunkulu wathi angkohlwa isenzo sabo esidala belwa nesizwe sakwa Israyeli.
And God said, I do not forget the memory of their having fought against my people Israel.
Who is swe its mudluk?
Kungenzeka kanjani okunjalo?
Judgment came over them because something they had committed in the past, long ago.
Ukwahluleka kuvele phezu kwabo ngento eyenzeka ngesikhathi esedlule.
They stood in the way and fought with God's people, and they never put that right.
Bebema.
And then God's judgment came down upon them.
Endleleni yabantu bakaNkulunkulu abazange bayilungise leyonto ebese ke ulaka lukaNkulunkulu lwehlela phezu kwabo.
No matter who it is,
noma kungaba ubani,
no matter how pious, how religious, and how spiritual you are,
noma kube sengathi ungcwele ngcwele, noma kube sengathi usemoyeni kakhulu,
see to it that everything in the past has been put right, so and that you have made peace with God concerning that thing, because that was the reason why they should have been utterly, completely destroyed and annihilated.
Sola kahle ukuthi awuzange ushiye yini iphutha ongazange ulivume ulungise, ngoba lokhu kwaba isizathu sokuthi babhujiswe ngokupheleleyo.
That should bring us down on our knees and make us pray, God, have I sinned against you in the past and I haven't made peace with you concerning that thing?
Lokhu bekufanele ukuthi kusithuthumelise siwe ngamadolo sithi, Nkosi, kukhona yini into engingazange ngilungise na?
Of course, they didn't go against God, put their finger in his eye, but they went against his people.
Empeleni abazange bamelana ngo nonkulunkulu qobo lwakhe ngokufaka umunwe ehlweni lakhe kodwa bamelana nabantu bakhe.
And God said the same thing. He said to the second Saul, why, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? He didn't persecute Jesus, he persecuted his disciples.
Ogufanayo kwenzeka kuSawulo wesibili. UJesu wathi kuyena, uSawul, Saul, ungihluphelani na ukuzumelana nami? Empeleni akazange amelana noJesu qobo lwakhe kodwa abantu bakhe.
UNkulunkulu uyayihlanganisa nabantu bakhe. Uma uphambana nomuntu wakhe, uphambana naye qobo lwakhe.
God identifies and expresses total solidarity with his people. And if you fight against them, you're fighting against God himself.
Manje, uguze konakale kusawule, kwakudalwa yini?
Now, that things got corrupted with Saul. What was the reason? Now moving on from the Amalekites to Saul himself. That Saul should fall into the sin. What had brought it about?
Samuel prophet, what? Saul, kumbula lapho semncane emehlweni akho. UNkulunkulu wakugcoba, wakubeka waba inkosi. Lapho semncane emehlweni akho. Kodwa ngokuhamba kwezinto, ngokubusiseka kwakhe, ngokunqoba izimpi, waba mkhulu emehlweni akhe, walahlwa ngenxa yalokho.
God had said to Saul, remember when you were still small in your own eyes, but as time went by, you became haughty and you considered yourself to be great in your own eyes.
Empeleni, uma uhlolisisa kahle izinto, uzofika ukuthi kwabakhona kwangenayo phakathi kwenkosi noSamuel.
Actually, if you examine carefully, you'll find that something got in between the king and Samuel.
You get the impression that something got in between them, and that Samuel the prophet was sort of a nuisance to him. He would have got on better without him.
Uzwa sengathi uSaul ubengasathandisisi kahle indaba kaSamuel. Kube sengathi angakhululeke asebenze kangcono engekho uSamuel umprofeti.
Ngoba uSamuel lapho efika kuye ezomnika lombiko ukuthi akachithe amaleki.
For when Samuel had come to him, giving him this instruction to annihilate the Amalekites,
wathi inkosi, khumbula uNkulunkulu wathuma mina ukugcoba wena.
He said, O king, remember that the Lord sent me to anoint you.
Ube inkosi phezu kwabakwa Israyeli.
To be king over all of Israel.
Phezu kwazo zonke izizwe zakwa Israyeli.
Over all the tribes of Israel.
Manje, mlalela, lalilisisa, go onka mazwi kaJehova.
And now heed carefully and diligently all the words of the Lord Almighty.
USamuel uthi khumbula ukuze ube lokho ikona kukenxa yami. UNkulunkulu bethuma mina ukuyogcoba wena uyabona kusho ukuthi ubethanda ukuyiphatha uSaul azenzele ngoba uSamuel ubengamnika ukuphumula esemaqhakaleni akhe njalo njengesimakwane senja esimphazamisayo.
For Saul was always being hassled by Samuel. That's what he felt. It was like a mongrel dog snapping at the ankles.
God, well, this is just these 2 points. By the way, we can't go into depth. There are so many things in this chapter. It's an impossibility to touch on all the different points. These two are just in passing as an introduction to why judgment came upon the Amalekites and upon Samuel.
Lokhu ke kungama-point amabili okudlula nje okuyisingeniso futhi asikwazi ukuthi siqede konke ngoba lesi sahluko nendaba kaSamuel noSaul kumomotheko okuningi okujulile. Kodwa siyakhuluma ngolaka lukaNkulunkulu nesizathu sokuthi kube phezu kwama-Amaleki noSaul.
Asiqaleke esihlokweni sokuqala kwalentshumayelo.
But now let's begin with the first point of this message.
Siyafinqa, sithatha indabende, siyenze ibe mfushane.
The others were by way of introduction. Now we're taking a long story and we're just summarizing it.
USaul uma esebuya ekuchitheni isizwe sika-Amalek.
When Saul came back from destroying the Amalekite tribe,
wahlangabezwa, wahlangatshezwa uSamuel.
He met with Samuel.
USamuel uma ebuya ekunqobeni ebona uSaul wathi mawubusiswe nguJehova sengilifezile izwi likaJehova.
So when Samuel had arisen early and Saul met with him, Samuel was there waiting for him, Saul started by saying, "Blessed be the Lord, the name of the Lord. I've performed the commandment of the Lord."
Niyabona inkosi yabuya. Ibona isebenzile konke okwashiwe inkosi, ifezile imiyalo.
Now here was the king returning, feeling that he has completed and has accomplished all that was commanded.
Empeleni ngaphambi kwalokhu, uSaul wazakhela isithombe esikhumbuzayo ngokunqoba kwakhe.
Actually, before that,
wazakhela.
Saul had built for himself a memorial of the victory.
Useyabuya ke ubona uSamuel uthi hawo inkosi kubusise nceku yenkosi sengifezile konke okuyale kona.
And then Samuel meets with Saul and Saul says to him, "Blessed are you of the Lord, for I have performed everything that the Lord told me to do."
Akaboni. Akazi noma kafuna ukwazi ukuthi akaligcinanga izwi lenkosi.
He doesn't see or he doesn't want to see that he has not completed, has not done what the Lord has told him to do.
USamuel uthi hawu kuyini pho lokhu kukhala kwezimvu engikuzwayo endlebeni.
Samuel responds by saying, "What then is this bleating of the sheep in my ears? And the lowing of the oxen which I hear. Now listen attentively, for we're speaking about repentance.
Ukuphenduka kwangempela ukuvuma izono ngeqiniso.
True repentance entails true confession.
Useyaphendula ke uNkosi uSaul embethe ingubo ilogwe lokuphenduka.
And he meets the prophet wearing a garment of repentance.
Onokuphenduka la olimini endebeni.
The repentance.
Kodwa ongena ukuphenduka kwangempela enhlizweni ekujuleni kwenhliziyo.
Went as far as his lips and never reached his heart.
Usethi ke uNkosi.
And then he says, Lord,
ay abantu bayekile inkomo ezikhuluphele. Ezinhle.
Or he says to the prophet, but the people have left the fat cattle or the best of the sheep and oxen.
Ngoba bafuna ukuhlabela uNkulunkulu umhlatshelo.
For they want to sacrifice to the Lord their God.
Samuel uthi, stop, mana.
Samuel says to Saul, be quiet.
Ngakutshela lokho akhulumile uJehova.
And I will tell you what the Lord has said.
Kulobo busuku akhulume kimi.
Last night, when he spoke to me,
ngoba uNkulunkulu ebusuku engakahlangani no Samuel, uNkulunkulu wambulela uSamuel, wamvezela uSamuel, akwenzile.
For the Lord, before Samuel met with Saul, the Lord had already shown the previous night what the situation really was to Samuel.
Uyabona uNkosi uSaul uhluleka ukuyilahla uSamuel uyamvezele ngizwa izimvu ngizwa inkomo zikhala.
So
esikhundleni sokuthi ayilahla athi ngonile uthi abantu bebefuna ukuthi kugcinwe eyikhuluphele benza umhlatshelo kuNkulunkulu.
So when Samuel tries to point out by saying, what is this noise of the livestock? In other words, he's saying that it hasn't been done. Saul jumps and avoids that point by saying, well, it's the people. They wanted to do it and they've kept it for a sacrifice unto the Lord.
Prophetic Samuel, wamnqumulim, bathi kahle, stop.
The prophet Samuel says, stop, for the Lord has spoken to me last night about you. And then the king said, speak on.
Awenziwanga yini ukuba inhloko yezizwe zakwa-Israyeli? UJehova kagcobanga waba inkosi phezu kwabakwa-Israyeli na?
Samuel goes on and says, when you were little in your own eyes, were you not the head of the tribes of Israel? Verse 17, and did not the Lord anoint you king over Israel?
UNkulunkulu akashongo ukuthi hamba ubulale uqete nya izoni zakwa Amalek.
Did not the Lord send you on a mission and say, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites? And fight against them until they are consumed or exterminated. Why did you not heed the voice of the Lord? But you've taken the plunder of this tribe. Now listen to Saul's reply, the king. He rejects Samuel. He contradicts him by saying, I have heeded the word of God Almighty. For I have gone on the mission which the Lord commissioned me to go on. And I brought back Agag, king of Amalek. Do you detect here that Saul, in his confession, is actually excusing himself?
He's just defending himself as well.
Uyazivikela futhi.
In his pride.
Ekuziqhenyeni kwakhe.
And being obstinate.
Enenkani.
Umuntu oyilahlayo. Umuntu ovumisono. Athi ngonile. Finish.
One who humbles.
Ngonile. Ayi kodwa. Noma athwese abanye ngecala lakhe. Kodwa athi. Ngingumoni. Nginecala. Ngonile. Phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu.
One who humbles himself, if they have sinned, a person who is a true repentant, just honestly confesses his own sin. He doesn't try to pass the buck and excuse himself or defend himself and make others to have the blame.
Bambalwa abakwazi ukuzilahla nokuthi ngonile.
Few can truly humble themselves and say, I have sinned.
I have sinned.
You mean, engonile.
Hayi, umuntu athi ake ngichaze phela. Ake ngichaze ukuze kube nje, bekunje. UNkulunkulu kafuni ngazo. UNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi uyilahle uthi ngonile. Finish.
God is not looking for explanations or excuses. He wants to hear from you that you say, I have indeed sinned. I have.
Nginombuzo ukuthi wena uvumizono uyazivuma ngendlela kaNkuluNkulu noma uzivuma ngendlela kaSaul.
So I ask you, when you repent, do you repent in God's way or in Saul's way?
Even if in your confession of sin, do you confess with godly sorrow as you're supposed to do, or do you try to explain things, justifying yourself? Uyifune ukuthi ekuvumeni kwakho uvuma ngempela yini noma uyayithethelela, uyayidefenda, uyazilwela.
You defend yourself. You're actually fighting for yourself.
Uyalwa noSamuel.
Resisting Samuel. Fighting against him. He says, he contradicts what Samuel says and says, but I have done what was said. It's the people who did this. They're the ones who persuaded me. by saying that they want to bring a sacrifice to God. Whereas God had said, utterly exterminate. The easy things he makes right. Like it was easy for them to kill off the sick and the diseased livestock, but that which was fattened was what they kept. It's easy to sacrifice what's easy to sacrifice, which doesn't cost something, but that which is costly, you hold back.
It's thin. It's not worth a lot. It's not in a good condition. Don't say you've sacrificed something to God and that thing is worth nothing. Anybody can do that. But that which is good and fine, das was kostbar ist in deinen Augen, das ist eine andere Sache.
Okuzacile okugulayo noma bani anganikela ngalokhu, kodwa okunenani kunzima kulukhuni ukuthi unikele ngakho kuNkulunkulu.
USamuel uthi, Nkosi, uNkulunkulu wenamela amanoni emhlatshelo na? Ukulalela akungcono kwamafutha enqama enkomo na?
Samuel responds by asking, do you think the Lord has great delight in the fat of burnt offerings and sacrifices as instead of obeying the voice of the Lord?
Ukulalela, ukulalela kumna kumukeleka kangcono kuNkulunkulu kunemhlatshelo.
And then he says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice.
Why is it qhubeka uSamuel?
And then Samuel continues.
Egcina ngokuba ulilahlile izwi likaJehova, naye ukulahlile wena ukuba ungabe usaba inkosi.
Finally by saying, because you have rejected of the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king.
And that stung his heart.
This was the frightening point for him. At this point, Saul said, I have sinned. But do you detect what was in his heart?
His cool
position. To be king. To be great. Remember that when Samuel spoke these words, he didn't say he has cast your soul off. He said he has cast off your position as king.
But that touched his heart. Then he cried out, I have sinned. I have sinned. So you see what was in his heart. Position. Being a king, being great. And when he heard that you've lost that position. Then he cried out, I have sinned.
Yiloku ogwagu senhlizweni yakhe isikhundla ukuba inkosi uma esezwe ukuthi ususiwe bukhosini bakhe lapho ke wakhala waphenduka wavuma.
Ethi ngoba ngeqili siyalezo sika Jehova namazwi akho.
Saying for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and his words.
Lokhu ngesaba bantu ngalaleli izwi labo.
For I feared the people and obeyed their voice.
Angazike ukuthi kuliqiniso yini akushoyo kodwa lalelana. Kuyingozi. Kuyindlela ebushelelezi. Uma kukhona ukwesaba abantu enhlizweni yakho.
I don't know how truthful this is, but while on the point, it is a terrible danger to fear the word of man. It's an awful danger to have the fear of other people.
That can
bring us into hell and cost us heaven. Lokungas genes chokweni, singangeni ezulwini.
Ngoba usuzolalela abantu.
Because you listen to people. Instead of the voice of God.
Okushiwa abantu kube kukhulu kuwe.
What people have
said.
What people have said becomes greater to you than what God himself says.
Ake sihlolisise. Sonke silapha abancane nabadala ukuthi le ndaba imi kanjani empilweni yethu simephi.
Let us examine ourselves, young and old here. Where do we stand regarding this point?
USawulu wesibili uJesu ekhuluma naye uthi angibuzananga nyama negazi akabuzananga wafa maqondana nabantu wathi Nkosi wena uthanda ukuba ngenzeni. Kwingozi uma usaba abantu ngenxa yalokhu kuhluleka ukwenza okushiwo uJesu.
The second Saul was quite different. He said, I did not consult with flesh and blood when the Lord Jesus got hold of me.
UNkulunkulu wathi Samuel akubhujiswe konke usebuya nenkosi ka-Amaleki u-Agagi.
Now though God had said through Samuel, destroy utterly everything there, here he arrives with the very king of Amalek.
Unkosi umahlangana no Samuel.
Wamncenga, 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 wayithoba, wayilahla, wathi awu, awu, ngisize, ngixolele, kanti lenkosi ibangaxoleli muntu yona ibivele ibulale nje ibhubhise.
Now when this king then met with Samuel, he pleaded and appeared to be so sorry, yet he had been merciless before, never granted a request for mercy to others,
enesibindi sokumelana nabakwaIsrayeli,
and had the courage or the boldness to resist God's people.
Wamnenga, wamnenga, wamnenga.
He begged him.
Usa usawulekugcineni waba nesihe. Wathi umfowethu. Hayi ke angazi ukuthi utheni kuye. Kodwa wathi woza nami wahamba naye.
Sorry, he had begged the king, that is Saul. He begged him, said, pity me. And eventually, I don't know what happened, but Saul then brought him along.
Kuthiwa uma esefika nenkosi, inkosi ibikhululekile. Inesibindi. Angithi nangu umngani wakhe uSawuli wama ngakuyena. Kanti uNkulunkulu bebulala. Lo muntu ulahlwa uNkulunkulu phambana noNkulunkulu. Kukhona abantu abangofriend babantu abamelana noNkulunkulu nomsebenzi wakhe nabazalwane. Ungaba yisebenzi futhi sala ekhaya ukwenze lokho.
And so he listened to the plea of this, the greatest enemy of God, of whom it was said, utterly annihilate the Amalekites. And here he allows their chief representative, the one who was utterly evil, whom God had said, kill, to get away with it. You might find yourself in the same position, taking the side of those who are enemies of God's work, being friends with those who resist the work of the Lord. It can even be a co-worker here who does that.
Paul, lapho kusuka insizwa iyona no stepmother wakhe wathi lo muntu ngimnikele kuSatan ethi umoya wenu awuhlangane nomoya wami ukuthi onjalo anikelwe kuSatan kuphupha umzimba kodwa kusinda umoya.
Paul, when there was a situation in the church of such immorality, he said to the church regarding this man and his stepmother whom he has been immoral with, identify with me as I hand him over to Satan that his body would be destroyed so that his spirit would be saved. Do not be the friend of the person who is under the curse. God had said, God had said, you destroy utterly. Then, instead of doing that, he befriends this enemy of God, this king.
Okungazange kwenzeke eMpumalanga ukuthi umuntu osebukhosini noma osesikhundleni esiphakemeyo ukuthi athoshe inkemba amgawule umuntu amnqume. USawuli wayithatha inkemba wasukuma wambulala wathi phambi kwenkosi.
Was it Samuel or Saul? Sorry.
Then something happened of which we never heard before and since, that a man who is in a high position, that he himself takes the sword and kills the person. But Samuel, the prophet of God, himself took the sword when he saw the cheek, when he saw how daring this man was, he drew the sword and killed him, he himself.
Kwaba uSamuel uqobo lwakhe owahoshinkemba wambulala lo obenenkani onobshik foot.
That is an unheard thing. In the East.
Kwenzeka ezweni laseMpumalanga.
But here, the servant of God did it.
Lapage inceku kaNkulunkulu uyena owakwenza lokho.
To show his king his folly and evil.
Ukukhombisa.
Sorry for a person who's an enemy of God.
Ukukhombisa inkosi yakhe ukuthi oyisitha senkosi kufanele ukuthi enziwa kanjani.
Kuflendaba kube kufanele ukuthi isinyakazise kuze kube sekugcineni kwezinhliziyo zethu.
This should shake us to the very core of our being.
Kodwa lo muntu uyehluleka ukungena emgqeni angene endleleni yangempela
For this man Saul had failed to truly repent and truly be on the way of God as God had said it should be.
He can't repent as he should because there were evil things in his heart and in his life.
Akakwazi ukuphenduka ngokufaneleyo ngoba ububi bukhona empilweni yakhe.
Verse 30, I have sinned, but please honor me before the elders and before Israel. Uthi ngonile kodwa please ungituse phambi kwamalunga abantu amalunga nabantu bami naphambi kukaIsrayeli
and before Israel.
Uyabona lo muntu akekho kuphendukeni akaboni ukuthi kwenziwani, akaboni ukuthi kukhulunywa ngakuphi, akaboni ukuthi into iqondene nakuphi.
Do you see, this man is not on the way of repentance. He is not understanding. He doesn't grasp. He doesn't understand at all what true repentance is.
He doesn't even know what it is all about. Because there were wrong things in his heart.
Ngoba zikhona izinto ezimbi ezikhona enhlizweni yakhe.
And in Luther's word, he knew about it as much as a donkey about a harp, a musical instrument.
Uluthela wathi ube ukuphenduka wayeqonda njengembongolo iqonda I music le harpu.
May God grant that every one of us will realize what it's about. What true repentance is.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu ngasiza ukuthi sonke siqonde ukuthi ukuphenduka kwangempela kuyini.
But if we are obstinate, kodwa uma sinenkani, uma sinokuyiqhenya nokuyiphakamisa.
But if we are obstinate, haughty, arrogant,
umusa kaNkulunkulu uyodlula kithina, yize ukuthi simi.
The grace of God simply passes us by even if we're standing right next to the man of God. So what was really important to him? His position? His pride?
Ingozi leyo, ingozi. Ngoba uNkulunkulu umelene nabazidlayo.
It is terribly dangerous, for God resists the proud.
Kanti futhi kuthwa isono senkani sifana nesono sokhothamela iThixo.
And in our text it says that the sin of rebellion is as the sin of idolatry or witchcraft.
Ukungalaleli kufana nesono sokubhula uthi uye sangomeni uyobhulelwa. Ungalaleli uyashunyayezwa uNkulunkulu uyakhuluma awulaleli. Maye isiqalekiso siphezu kwakho.
Being stubborn and resisting when God speaks to you and you resist what he says, you disobey him. Woe to you, for it's as if though you've gone to a witch doctor, you've consulted a witch doctor.
And to be obstinate includes self-will. You know what that is? Your own self-will. It's a damnable thing.
Ukuba nenkani kusho ukuthi kuchaza intando yobumina. Mina, ngithanda mina, kuyinto ezolahla umuntu.
lenkonzo namhlanje inkonzo yokuthi ilona lokho ayihlolisise phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu kohlwa abanye
uzimise phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngiyongena ezulwini noma ngiyolahla esihogweni.
This repentance, this service is an opportunity to carefully examine yourself in the light of God, saying, "Oh God, what is it? What do you say in heaven about me?" Saul was the king, but so what? God was the one with real authority, and you, no one should ever have the audacity to offend he who is king, God.
We live in a time of human rights. Rights, the right of a child, the right of a woman. But if you are even in charge of a thing, you've got no right to disobey God's word. Even if you're responsible for that, you've got to bow to God and see that every word, every action, and every thought is according to the word of God.
Si seskatin samalungelo wabantu, I amalungelo wabantuana, amalungelo wabesfazan, naninan. Kotwa loku agumnigi umuntu ilungelo. Loguti angamlaleli uNkulunkulu noma usesikhundleni awunalungelo lokuphambana naye.
Uyavuma ke lokugcina.
And he admits finally.
The last point.
Sorry. The point lokugcina.
Ngonile.
I've sinned.
Kodwa ngiduse.
But
uhambe nami phambi kwamalunga ebandla. Napamgwesiswe uhambe nami ukuba ngikhuleke kuJehova.
Honor me though he said I've transgressed, but honor me before the people and before the elders that I won't lose my reputation.
I want to worship the Lord, come with me that I worship the Lord. True repentance. You say I've sinned, and then you forget about worshiping God in the future and what you'll do in the future. That cancels all your plans. And you stand before God as a sinner and say, I have sinned. And you wait upon the Lord. Not I've sinned, please forgive me. And I want to go there and I want to do this and that. That's all spiritual humbug. You are not repentant. You are a hypocrite.
Inkosi Saul, wayesehlela ikusasa lakhe ukuthi ngizohamba ngikhonze inkosi ngikwenze lokhu nalokhu. Kodwa lokhu akuhambisani nokuphenduka. Ukuphenduka kwangempela kungukuzisola ukuzi lahla ukuvuma isono ungahleli ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu. Amaplan akho amile ngoba uphenduka okunjalo ukuthi ufuna ukuthi uyikhonze inkosi uzihlelele ukuzenzisa.
Thethelele sengizokwenza ukuthi nokuthi nokuthi. Hayi wena musa ukuba yimfene egibeni imbongolo eyibamba ngomsila esekisini. Usesekisini awukho endaweni engcwele.
Ngavutha khona umlilo kaNkulunkulu. While excusing yourself, you are already making your own arrangements about how you're going to serve the Lord, what you're going to do. You're just in a circus. You're just playing around.
May God grant that every child of the Lord knows what true repentance is. If you don't, you're nothing more than a clown with an orange on his nose, a red orange. Nothing more than that.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angabapha abantwana bakhe bonke
ukuqonda ukuthi ukuphenduka kwangempela kuyini. Uma ungaqondi ufana neclown esekisini one orange elibomvu emakhaleni.
Bheka uma ungakwazi ungaqonda ukuphenduka ukuthi kuyini. Awukho ndawo, awuyindawo, ngeke ubuyisane noNkulunkulu kuleli nakwenzayo.
If you don't understand true repentance, you can get nowhere. You have no future, you're going nowhere, and you will never have peace with God. You'll never be with the Lord.
Ulahlekile.
You're lost.
Uyobhubha.
And you'll be destroyed.
Qondani bazalwane nani eningesiwa bazalwane. Ukuthi ukuphenduka kwangempela ukuthi kuyinto enjani kuze kumukeleke kuNkulunkulu.
You are believers. You who are not believers, understand what true repentance, true godly repentance is all about. Let us bow our heads.
Nkosi Jesu shilo ukuthi uma ifika umoya ongcwele.
Lord Jesus, you have said that when the Holy Spirit comes, He will convict the world of sin, will lead us into all the truth. Lord, teach us what true repentance, what true confession really is. For Lord, on that point we either are saved or condemned to hell.
Sebenza Nkosi usikholele kulo lonke iqiniso ngomoya wakho ongcwele nangezwi lakho.
Work, O Lord, and lead us into all the truth by your word and by your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.